Hurry up, hurry up. Come on now.
I have a couple of announcements to make. Two announcements. One of them, getting on with the show, everything's going along fine, and all of a sudden somebody rushes up, puts slips of paper in my hand, says, announce this. All right. I'll announce this. Party. Tickets are available for May Geringer. It was up on the upper side, up there at the back. And I think there's been some reduction in price. I'm not sure what it is. More important, on individual intensives, 25-hour intensives, all persons at the Congress who are properly registered at the Congress may have individual auditing at the HGC here in Washington at professional rates, which is to say $250 for an intensive, immediately following the Congress. I did that because I thought some of you might like a taste of this CCH and so forth, close up. Made it possible to do so. Now, germane to the situation, we will have a report on the validation committee tomorrow afternoon. They more or less have got their findings together now, but I will have them officially by tomorrow afternoon, and we'll know something about what we're doing about the validation program. But according to my first word on this, they have not covered validation available at the Academy. I suppose they felt diffident about covering this, and so after a hurried consultation on this, we have decided that 2 weeks of validation are available, and we have, before the Congress, been charging something like $75 a week for the coaching and so forth. That's more or less just to cover its costs and certification and so forth. That's a validation on an old certificate is what we're talking about. And if someone cared to stay for a couple of weeks, well, we would give him a crack at it. Now, that doesn't guarantee validation at the end of those 2 weeks, but it is the way we have been doing it. Now, the fastest anybody has made it to date, and these were Sharpies, who have been with it for a long while anyway, was 40 hours. 40 hours of hard work to get through this. And these people were pretty well in the know already. So you see, there is a possibility that it could be made in a couple of weeks, because there'd theoretically be 80 or 90 hours of instruction possible in that period of time. So that is a local arrangement which was going forward, which Nibs and John Fudge had been carrying on with before the Congress. And in view of the fact the Validation Committee has not covered this particular ground, that arrangement, I guess, is just continued, and I can announce and make it official that it is continued in case you want some of this coaching immediately after the Congress. Of course, the ACC starts at once after the Congress, and that is mainly devoted to that sort of thing. Of course, we're trying to make in the ACC the people who can instruct and bring up to validation level all auditor certificates throughout the United States. And we're trying to make validation instructors there in the ACC rather than to validate certificates. That would be rather uniform that an ACC attendee would get his certificate validated. That isn't what we're trying for. Now, that's as far as they progressed, as far as I know, and I get the rest of the information concerning field certificates validation of tomorrow afternoon. Now, these are just announcements that have been shoved at me. And I have a feeling that you didn't expect entirely a lecture last time, that you would have rather seen a demonstration. However, I had a few things get off my mind and indulged myself by doing so. I hope you forgive me. Okay. Now, we're going to cover tone 40 on a person. right here and now. Tone 40 on a person should not be confused with tone 48C, because tone 40 on a person is a drill. It is a training drill. It is not a process. Don't confuse training drills with processes, by the way. Training drills are training drills, and processes are processes. And they are that because they don't work the same way. They're not on the same basis. There's a number of reasons why. Of course, you could consider a training drill a process. Anybody who is being coached, anybody who is coached in one of these training drills does get some benefit out of it, for sure. He gets a chance to do all sorts of things that he ordinarily wouldn't. But that is not the purpose. That is not the purpose of it. For the auditor, it's really not processing. It is simply a demand that he break through at once, not his, and not alter his anything, but just break straight through and ride right straight up on top, and that's that, come on. And it is the answer to something I said in Wichita a number of years ago. I said, there's no reason why a fellow just can't say, I'm clear and be so. There is no reason. There's just a bank. But there's a theoretical possibility that a fellow can simply assume this point, you know, and go straight out. And actually, the training drill permits you to do that. That is the mystery behind the training drill. They just say, go on now, do it. And the fellow, flub, flub, flub. Pew. Do it. Okay. Lets him get kicked in the teeth and ignores the fact that he is being kicked in the teeth by his bank. They are two distinctly different routes. Training drills tell a person that he can succeed in spite of his bank, and auditing immediately addresses a problem of the bank and squares it up. They're not substitutes for each other either. It's quite remarkable. Now, tone 40 on a person would look to you at first just like high school indoc that we were doing this afternoon. That's what it looked like at first. But let me assure you, it has no relationship to it beyond the fact that two people are walking around and one is giving orders to the other. Now, the big difference here is that it is being done with total intention in the command and the acknowledgement. And actually, it's much harder to coach. This doesn't at once become impossible to do, but you take somebody who is pretty good at this, and you put him on a coach, and have the coach try to act up and do something weird, and the next thing you know, the coach goes into session. This is one of the wilder things that you'll observe here. All of a sudden, you'll see the coach, you'll say, well, this is no fun, the fellow's just doing HC. Believe me, the coach was trying. He was trying to revolt. But a good tone 40 on a person actually inhibits the revolt like that. Now, the auditing commands are the same as high school indoc and 8C. The auditing commands are just the same. There's no difference. Except there is intention. And this slight difference. Any coast off tone 40 by the auditor in the session is a funk, which means too much pressure on the pre-clear, too strong a grip, too hard a push. Those are all funks. Too much grip on the wrist that hits the wall. It's a funk. Falling off from tone 40 with the auditing command. The intention's bad. That's a flunk. Getting complicated, isn't it? Now watch, you watch this up here all the way through from training zero, and you've experienced a lot of these loans yourself, and each time we're using the last step combined into the new one, right? And now we're up to a point of where a slight smile, just a flicker of the fact that he knew the pre-clear spoke, is a flunk. Got that? You saw some of these people today, they kind of grin for a moment at the pre-clear. at the coach, you see, the auditor kind of think that was a good try, you know, or sort of gave him a tiny little nod as he spoke, something like that. Those are all flunks on tone 40 on a person. But to be tone 40 straight out, and that means the exact amount of effort necessary, the exact amount of intention necessary, and a complete carry out of the process, letter perfect from beginning to end. Otherwise, it's a flunk. Now, that is tone 40 on a person. And a rough one it is. Now, I'm going to show you some people doing this. Okay? All right. Now, it's a little hard for me to put together exactly how we would go about this. But I think Ken Barrett auditing Dick Halpern should finish up this hour. Come on, Mr. Barrett, where is you at? He didn't expect that. I gave him no warning at all, either. This is Dick Halpern. And Dr. Barrett. I would say it'd be best if you took off your coats. Also be best if I dragged this microphone back here out of the room. You'll notice here at once that this isn't anywhere near as rough or as athletic. The only thing that keeps it from being is simply the fact that the intention willy-nilly keeps getting through. Frequently goes on doing it. Doesn't want to, but he does. All right, now, Coach, give your auditor his proper instructions.
I'm going to run me on tone 40 on a person. Hands are, look at that wall, plus an acknowledgement. Walk over to that wall, acknowledgement. With your right hand, touch that wall, acknowledgement. Turn around, and acknowledge. Okay? You're to give me these commands with full attention. Tone 40. If you go off tone 40, I'll give you a fine. If you fail to use the proper amount of force, that is, if you use too little so that I don't execute the command, or if you use so much that it overwhelms me, if you go off 40, I'll fine. Understood? Okay. I'll say only two things to you. That's it, which will mean that's the end of the process you're running it. And one. Okay. Sir, look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
I can't. You're pressing it too close to my side.
Thank you. Turn around.
You're being awfully mean about this.
Thank you.
You're nervous.
Look at that wall. Thank you.
Think of all the people out there.
Walk over to that wall.
Think of all the people out there.
Thank you. Your right hand, touch that wall.
You're more relaxed now.
Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
I'm going. I don't know that you crowded me.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Look at that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. With your right hand, yes, touch that wall.
Sure.
Thank you.
Awful dozen.
Turn around. Thank you.
Okay.
Look at that wall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Walk over to that wall.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With your right hand.
All right.
Touch that wall.
Yeah, I just did.
Thank you.
All right.
Turn around.
Don't know me, so.
Thank you.
I'm getting my shirt dirty. You're getting my shirt dirty.
Thank you.
All right.
Walk over that wall.
All right. Okay, don't rub me so hard. I'm going. What's the matter with you?
Thank you.
Go over.
With your right hand.
Thank you.
Touch that wall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn around.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Good. Look at that wall.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Walk over to that wall.
Okay. Good! Good! All right!
With your right hand,
sure.
Touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. That's it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Barrett. Thank you very much, Dick Halpern. There wasn't much chance of a flunk there. Both of these gentlemen are instructors in the ACC. Both of them have this thing as cold as ice. And there probably isn't anybody around who could flunk Barrett on this. If anybody could have flunked him, it would have been Dick Halpern. I was thinking under the stress of all this why we might have gotten a mess up in one kind or another. But apparently, his poise is not to be destroyed that easily. Well, now, who else are you going to get up here, huh? Who else are we going to get up here? It would have to be somebody who was pretty smooth on this. Pretty smooth on this. Now, let's just give you another example of this, only let's give you some randomness concerning this. Let's give you something here with a few more flunks. Let me see. Well, we had a good boy up here today with Richard Green. Richard Green. Come on up here, Richard. Now we're going to pull an awful dirty trick on John Farrell. That's all right. Come on up here. He hasn't come up to us yet. That's fine. That's why you're here. Take your coat off and put it up here. Come on here, Johnny. Okay. You betcha. Now, John, I want you to audit Dick Green here, and Dick, I want you to coach him through this.
Okay.
So, you just coach him straight through, give him his instructions right where he is so the audience can hear you. And it doesn't matter whether you do it right or wrong. That's not any possibility. But make sure you flunk him every time you get him off on anything, see?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
The commands are first look at that wall and walk over to that wall. Both acknowledge when I look at it. And then when I walk over to it, acknowledge it. Then with your right hand, touch that wall and acknowledge it. Then turn around and acknowledge that. Then look at that wall, some of it. We run this tone for you with no sound. Okay. Tone for you with full attention and a smile or any recognition of what I'm saying or doing will be a flunk. Okay?
Yep.
Fine.
Okay, start it.
Okay, look at that wall. Thank you. Close that wall. Thank you. Touch that wall. Okay.
Idea. I'm going to fish Barney out from behind the curtain over here. I'm going to show you the exact steps by which this should be run. Because they're exact auditor position. This is Barney. Barney, turn. I'm just going to use them here just to show you the exact positions. We're not running tone 40 on a person. I just want to show you the positions. Okay, Barney? Now, when I say look at that wall from this side of the preclear, I will then continue to walk on this side of the preclear, won't I?
Yeah.
And when he gets over to the wall, watch. With your right hand, touch that wall.
Where do I go to get this right hand? See? See? So I'm on the wrong side of the precinct. So the auditor always walks and directs from the right side of the precinct. It's done in this fashion. It's a very interesting shift of feet in tone 40 on person, which is makes it very valid. All right. So your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. You see that?
Yeah.
Now exactly what is happening. I'll walk to this side and say, look at that wall. I'm on his right side, right?
Right.
And when he comes over here, he then touches, I tell him, push with your right hand, touch that wall, and he touches the wall. Then I step behind him as I turn him. Now give these as two simultaneous moves. You think this doesn't amount to much, but believe me, I'll show you the trick here in a minute. Returning. Now where are you going to go, Barney? Now, as a matter of fact here, we've got a shift which blocks the preclear from going anywhere. And in view of the fact that tone 40 on person is not for high tone preclears, you realize that? Tone 40 on person is about 8 miles south of simple AC. Very, very low process, or a medium range process. It doesn't matter. It's one that goes a lot of all the way. See? But this is the one that you would run on somebody if you wanted a very fast result, just on an ordinary preclear, or one that you'd run on a cycle. Therefore, you have the same foot pattern as otherwise. When he turns around here and puts his right hand on the wall, we turn it always counterclockwise and step in front of it. And pinning with our two hands, lightly. Then step off here and point to the other wall. See that? Now that is the proper way to do it. Now, you missed a piece de resistance this afternoon when Nibsy and I were doing this, and I was the coach. Because I actually got out of this. He was doing this to me as the auditor. You remember when I suddenly pulled out?
Yeah.
I was only able to do that because he had relaxed the pressure of one hand. The second he relaxed it, I simply went out from under. In other words, he had me by this shoulder, very secure, but not by this one. And I just simply went that way. So, when you turn the fellow around, you take hold of both of his shoulders, don't you see? There he is. Now you step off this way, still with his shoulder. But because you've appeared here and steadied him with a turnaround, any impulse to blow that he had evaporates. You see this? Now I might ask you, what advantage there would be to being on the left-hand side? There is none whatsoever. In the first place, the stronger side of most people is the right side. They tend to bolt to the right. They're going to. Let me show you something else about this. I want to show you something quite incidental to this. We walk over here and put our hand on the wall. We've come up against a failure, haven't we? And actually, this process is running stops into the case. And the case lets go of back track stops. And that's one of the reasons AC works. Got that? stops and then go down as the things like this evaporate because he's getting plenty of stops at the present time. Remember what I told you in the last hour about you giving him enough kicks in the shins? Well, he thinks a lot of stops are necessary. You ready by this process? He finds a whole bunch of new stops. He says, well, I'm going to install. And he does. Okay. The proper way to run it then is very simple. Turn around. Get over here. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
So we get this various phenomena of being able to carry on with it. It's a very funny thing, you know, you'd think the army or something must have been therapeutic if people were marched. Entirely different intention in it. But the funny part of it is that sometimes marching is more therapeutic for low-level cases than not marching. As I've already remarked to the 17th ACC during a lecture, Israel's total campaign of bringing sanity back to the various peoples who have come from beleaguered areas of Europe where they were persecuted by the Germans and so on, by the Russians. They have come into Israel there. They have to be taken care of. There's no adequate psychotherapy available, so they throw them in the army. Well, now, they don't know why this works, but actually somebody is controlling their time and emotions, and after about a year, these madmen turn sane, which is quite interesting. They have a much different purpose in their army than this. The U.S. Army has purpose, I'm sure. Here, though, we do see this technique as being old H.C. was responsible for some very large percentage. By the way, we have a book back there called the ACC Preparatory Manual. It has quite a bit of data in it. The ACC Preparatory Manual is rather a misnomer. It's got a lot of data on assists, which would be of interest to book auditors. It has some lists of books and tapes, which are quite interesting. And in addition to that, it has the summary research project results. Some of the auditors remember a mimeograph sheet that I sent to them a long time ago and asked them to fill out. And when all of these were accumulated from auditors all over the world, they were compiled into the summary research project report, and that is in the ACC manual. You'll get yourself a copy of that because you'd be interested in it. But amongst the various things which are in this summary research project is the dominance of HC. It ranked right up there. It compared quite favorably with havingness itself. In other words, just an older, less workable process than the one you're seeing right here at this moment was responsible in the majority for releases from alcoholism and psychosomatic illnesses galore. All kinds of things it did for people. Just this drill all by itself. Now, tone 40, HC, goes much lower and advances much higher than old simple HC, and all we've done is refine this old process. And this process is very old. Go back to Camden, ACC number one. Now, wasn't practiced much until ACC number two, but it existed then. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? So you'd think that marching somebody around like this might or might not do something for them, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. The regularity of the command, the obedience of the command, the communication that goes in it, the exceeding amount of control that goes into it, the fact that they're walking into barriers and getting stopped. It works on fairly low-level cases. Don Booting, who monitoring the tape recorders back here, tells me about a session he ran at HC on a puppy. And he ran HC on a puppy, and he had an awful time. He was very glad when it flattened because he himself was so exhausted he couldn't have gone on another motion. But he actually took this puppy and walked the puppy with all commands and everything through HC, see? Put his puppy's paw on the wall and so on. He no more than started this than the dog started to scream. And continued to scream practically from there on out, nothing but the most ear-splitting, piercing screams. Sounds weird, doesn't it? And because Don Beattie got exhausted, it didn't get through to the stage of clearing the dog. But I think it changed the behavior pattern of the dog, from what I'm told. Nobody has run this experiment, because I wouldn't know what a dog Thetan was unless a dog Thetan was a Thetan. And I don't see why a dog shouldn't respond to this as well as a psycho, as well as a normal person. See, I don't know that these things would respond any differently from one person to another. There's an experiment maybe some of you will try sometime. It certainly works on a little child. A little child that can walk a bit and so on can be run on this with considerable success. I'm going to give you a whole talk tomorrow on child Scientology. That's not for now. I'm really trying to show you right now what this process is and how it's done. All right. We need two victims. We need two victims here. And as I look over the bright and smiling faces, people, it's very hard to find victims for Tone 40 on a person for this excellent reason. The person really should be well drilled through all of the lower induct steps. Should be pretty well drilled. Let me see. I think that Jack Horner should run Winkle. Hi, Jack.
How are you?
Jack Horner. See, you're all Winkle.
Come to Rooster.
All right. Now, I want you to coach him on Tone 40 on a person. You've been through that in school? All right, that's good. And just give him the regular coaching on it and flunk him for the reasons that you would flunk him on.
Okay.
Good.
Well, the command, sir, look at that wall, walk over to that wall with your right hand touching that wall. It's an acknowledgement each. Turn around, acknowledgement, and the same thing again. And, well, I think almost everything will be a flunk.
That's encouraging, of course.
Is the flunk and that's it so consistent?
No. Flunk and that's it.
All right. Fine.
In other words, those are the only two statements we can make that are valid.
Right.
If I say flunk, you go on. You don't stop. You have to say flunk. You just know you're flunk.
Right. Okay. Look at that wall. All right. Walk over to it.
Hey, well, you know the joke about three eggs? Too bad.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Fine. Right. All right. Turn around. Good. Look at that wall. Walk over to it.
No acknowledgement.
With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Okay, turn around. Good. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to it.
Walk over to that wall.
Okay. Walk over to it. Walk over to that wall.
Don't have to get nervous.
I'm going to walk.
With your right hand, push that wall.
Push.
Good. Good. Turn around.
Are you smiling?
Good. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around.
Good. Okay.
Look at that wall.
That wall?
Good. Walk over to it.
The same wall?
Walk over to that wall. Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good.
Okay.
Turn around.
This is okay.
Good. Look at that wall.
That wall.
Good. Walk over to that wall.
That wall.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall.
I have to go this way for anything.
Good. Turn around.
You see, with your right hand, with your right
hand.
Good. I know which one's the right hand.
Look at that wall.
That one?
Good. Walk over to that wall.
The same wall.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall.
This one?
Good.
Okay.
Turn around. Good. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
That wall.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good.
Are you ready?
Turn around.
Are you ready?
Good. With your right... Thank you. Turn around. Good.
Are you nervous?
Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good.
Look at that wall.
Turn around.
I'll turn around to this one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
Which wall? That wall?
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall.
With your right hand, touch that wall.
Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
That wall. I think you should listen to this.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall.
This one?
Good.
Okay, I will.
Walk over to that wall.
Okay, let's go.
Act like you do down in the basement.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
Some people looking at this.
Take a mile.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around.
There's one thing that doesn't have to use force on me.
Thank you. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
The same wall. There's not a wall. That's a piece of wood, though.
Fine. With your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to it. With your right hand, touch that wall.
What? Your fourth one.
Right
hand, touch that wall. No, you went over that already. Turn around, it's coming.
Wait.
I did it already. The safety part, remember?
Do you know what you're doing?
Anything else you said doesn't count.
Yeah, why is that wrong?
So you go out of the process. Yeah, except this is all it takes. It's what you want.
Thank you.
Thank you. After that, I'm sure. So, I think we have a moment for Jan Halpern to run Margie McCormick. Hiya, Margie. Somebody's briefing her back. Hiya, Jan.
Hi.
Dr. Jan Halpern. Okay, now, why don't you just run her and you coach her with your inimitable style?
Oh, you're going to be coached, Martin?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so loud and clear. Walk over to that wall. With your right hand, touch that wall. And I'll acknowledge. I mean, you can acknowledge it. You'll acknowledge each one of these by doing two.
Okay.
And it's to be run on in tone 40.
Mm-hmm.
With good intention.
How about turn around?
Yeah, afterwards you'll tell me to turn around.
All right.
And we'll land on the other wall, same way.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And the only thing is that I will say, flunk. See,
yeah.
He's done something that doesn't fit with his requirements.
Yes.
Or that's it. That'll be the end of the demonstration.
Okay.
This is a demonstration.
I understand.
Okay.
Well, that's not fair. This isn't a demonstration. This is for flight.
Look at that wall.
That wall. That's the wall.
Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall.
All right, listen,
thank you.
I'm going to say too late. Please,
Captain. Walk over
please.
To that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
I've been wanting you to run.
Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
How did you do that?
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
Hold on.
Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall.
This is part of the wall. That was nice.
Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
Good. You see how good I am? You know, I've just had giving something from your husband.
With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you. Look at that wall.
I won't.
Thank you. I will not look at that. Walk over that wall. Thank you. With your right hand, touch that wall. Thank you. Turn around. Thank you.
You know, I really
look at that wall.
I've been on stage for centuries.
Walk over to that wall.
Up here on this. That's just mostly because they can do it, you know. Actually, this is a very easy one to get a flunk on, as you've noticed there. Now, it's quite remarkable that auditing at this level, you actually don't get the same ability on the part of a coach to kick back. You understand that, don't you? You noticed how wild high school Lindrock was, you know. Well, Winkle was restraining himself just a little bit, but not very much. As a result of the Tom 40 intention and so on, people have a tendency to stay pretty close to it and to more or less stay in session fairly well. And in coaching it, why, you should realize that you're liable to go into session and simply make a rather extraordinary effort. Instead of taking it milder, try to take it wilder than high school Limbach. You got the idea? Now, we have always known that bodies would simply walk around if we told them to. We've known that in many cases the auditor has simply been monitoring the other person's body. We've known this for some time, that this was possible, but we didn't know how to do it rather invariably. You see? And that's what we have worked up to here with these training drills. We can do this rather easily. It's quite interesting. After you've been at this for a while, some old lady steps off the curb. She shouldn't step off the curb. You just simply throw the intention at her, step back up on the curb. There's nothing she does about it at all. She steps back up on the curb. Funny part of it was, is the reverse would not particularly work. Whereas you throw a clear-cut intention for her to throw herself under the nearest truck. Non-functional. Why isn't it non-functional? Destruction is not tone 40. Okay. Now, you've seen this tone 40 on a person. And with that, you have seen all of these training drills. Now, the trick is simply to be able to do them smoothly, to do them every time, to do them invariably, and to be able to get a complete win across the boards. That is the trick. Now, that's not much of a trick. About maybe an HCA course is about all that stands between you and being able to do it, or an ACC, or several weeks of coaching or something of this character. You understand that? So these things are doable. I have shown you all of them, and really there are no magic tricks in between. It is the ability to do it, and the beauty of it is that people know whether they can or not. Well, I've had an awful lot of fun today. I don't know whether you have or not. We're going to take up several things, and I'll try to show you some of CCH all in a rush. A number of the steps and give you some discussion of this. I'll try to give you some data on child Scientology, and we have finished right now the third day of the Congress. I'm enjoying it. How about you? Good night.